All right, Kay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I was trawling the Steam sales that happen pretty regularly, and I found something that speaks to us. I think that we could have some fun with this. This is Bad Game Comedy Podcast Simulator.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those simulators where it simulates the thing, or is it one of those simulators where it just simulates everything?
Hmm. I haven't fired it up yet. I thought we were going to play it together.
There are also ones where they like Goat Simulator or Cat Simulator, where they don't simulate the thing or everything. It's just a cat running around.
It's a really broad possibility space.
Yeah. Simulator is one of the worst game suffix for specificity.
Mm-hmm.
Like it means nothing.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But let's fire this up. All right. Okay, my character is sitting at a computer.
Okay, let me do the little character creation. Take off my character's pants. I tend to podcast in boxers.
All right. No middle sliders, of course. And okay, it's time to record.
Okay.
And they need to not only pick the game they're going to play, they need to figure out a way to say the game that they're going to play.
Weird. Does it give us, is here, you can click on that drag down. Is this a text field or is this like a list of options?
It's a microphone thing. So you need to like say it.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me just hit random on the game computer.
Okay.
We have this button on here on the game computer. I don't know why we've never used it.
Yeah.
I can't believe that it came with this kind of technology.
The manual was like written, I don't understand the language that it's in.
No, well, and a lot of it was 2E D&D rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that was strange.
Yeah.
Like, but kind of off. Like, you could basically play D&D with the game computer manual, but not entirely. Yeah.
There's like minor randomization and then like full randomization.
There's a lot of tables.
Limited randomization is what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just going to hit the random button.
Okay.
Oh, we've never done that before. Streamer Life Simulator.
Oh, and they're firing it up and they're getting ready to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's enter their world. Let's use our imaginations to be unto our characters.
I really have to use the bathroom, and I'm cold.
I have to visit.
And stinky.
What is it? I have to like visit toilet, or I really need to.
You need to go make toilet.
I need to go make toilet. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, a better use of your time than sports talk radio.
Yeah. And this week, this is a K-pick. I occasionally like to go and find some Steam slop.
Mm-hmm.
And this popped up on a sale because I think the sequel just came out, Streamer Life Simulator 2. And this was on sale. And I was like, let's check it out. Like, how bad could it be for $2?
It's pretty irritating, I found.
Very, yeah.
I didn't know where you're going to go with this one. I could also see you have been like, this hole was made for me.
No. So, like, it is the wrong kind of jank for it. I like a simulator that has a lot of unnecessary complexity. That's cool to me. See the My Summer Car or whatever. The thing that's irritating about this is how much you have to wait.
That's like, what I was going to say.
Yeah.
This is designed to waste your time. And that's like something that people, that's what video games are for.
Yeah.
But this is so extremely that.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that, in the hands of smarter devs, this would feel like an intentional art game to me.
Yeah.
The way that, like, it sucks that I have to wait for this to load. I want to get a better, upload download speeds.
Yeah.
I want to get a better router or what have you, better internet connection, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like a commentary on a thing, and then you just do it. There's no subversion of the thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'd like this to be faster. It sure does fucking suck to wait for things to upload. You got me.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like that to me. And then it comes down to like how long it takes to pick things up. like they put a little timer meter on every possible thing you can do. And it's very irritating. The opening, this game has a pretty irritating opening salvo.
Yeah. You wake up in a guy's house. Like, I don't know why you're sleeping there. He wakes you up by firing a gun. But also his dog is just kind of growling at you. These ideas are not connected.
It's menacing. Like, and the house you're in is fucking crazy. Like, you are in a Fallout house. This is a Fallout world.
Yeah, yeah. I'm unsure of where this developer is from.
The Zone.
It's real.
they're from, like, this is 100% like streamer life Call of Pripyat.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose you're right. Has a real Eastern European, like everything has fallen apart kind of vibe.
It's comically so in a way that also at certain points felt a little racist.
Yeah,
like I was a little bit in Detroit, and they're just like, you know, a lot of people of color just kind of wandering around.
Yeah.
Doing stuff. So you go, your first task, the gun guy did it for no reason. Well, the first task is character creating, and that's fun. You can make your arms really long. and make your thigh gap like really uncanny, like a Lego person's thigh gap. But then you just have to carry your computer components one by one into the trunk of your car. You can put them in your bag or hold them in your hands. And it takes time to do each of those.
Yeah.
Like a little meter. And then you have to open the trunk and put them in. That takes time. Mm-hmm. You have to put them in your hands before, you know, like it just takes time. Everything takes time. Then you drive to like the, you know, Megaton and go into your hovel. Here, and you had to set up your computer, and now instead of being like just a streamer life simulator like you might expect, like you're just, it's a full life simulator.
Yeah,
you have to eat, you have to piss, you have to take showers and stuff, and you're gonna basically do The Sims from first person with like a lot less charm.
Yeah,
like some charm. You know, it's kind of fun. Like you order food and they'll just leave, like they don't put it in a package.
No.
Like, you know, they just leave a bowl of soup like right outside your door for you to pick up and slurp off the ground. I like that.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
But then it's weird the things it doesn't simulate. Mm-hmm. Like I got a job and the jobs are what they call in The Sims rabbit holes.
Yeah.
Where you just kind of go into an area and then time passes and you got the money. You don't actually have to do the job.
No.
Which is weird because the game has a driving engine and all this stuff. Like there are things you can't, a lot of things you can do in it. There's a couple little towns.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. I saw that there was like an Uber and like it looked like fast travel that costs money, but also like, I don't know, I could see doing a basic like, oh, I'm an Uber driver in this. I need to do like a crazy taxi kind of thing to earn some money. Everything took so much time because like all of that was either through the phone where there were loading times or through the computer where there were like loading times as you waited for like apps to install and stuff like that. Yeah. Just everything had this high level of friction. It's trying to set you up to where you're like, you know, spending money on a regular basis and you have to, you know, keep up that lifestyle.
It wants you to feel the lack of the friction once you can get it. You keep up that lifestyle, but you upgrade all your things. You're on the Sims, you know, atavism.
Hedonic treadmill kind of thing.
Hedonic treadmill. And eventually you're like, oh, I can't believe this took so long. Now everything loads so quick and I'm getting lots of viewers and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a Skinner box kind of thing with a lot of meters to juggle.
With a lot of meters and a lot of like, oh, okay, I've got to install like OBS. Like a lot of the steps involved, like you have to like turn on Streamlabs.
Yeah.
And everything has like a fucking low effort fake name for it.
Yeah. I don't like that. It's not it is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. And again, it feels like an art game about how tedious streaming is.
Yeah.
But as soon as you do it, you're instantly successful. Like you can do it your first day and get like $60.
Yeah.
Just streaming the desktop. You know, that's not true. I don't know.
The one thing that was interesting is, and it was only interesting because it was just kind of pulled directly from a better game, is the way that it handles what you say on stream, which is like reigns. Like it pops up and you get like, you know, do you want to make a joke? Do you make a crass joke or do you make a clean joke? And they're like different meters that you're trying to monitor.
Yeah. You end up with like a toxicity meter in your stream as well. Hire moderators, like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It sounds cooler than it is. If this were like on a DOS prompt where everything was text and it happened instantly, I'd actually be probably pretty into it.
Yeah.
Provided it came to me at the right time.
Pretty much. Just everything is so kind of like slapdash. And it's that it is hard to, it's hard to determine. It exists in that very irritating space, which is, I don't know what's on purpose here and what's not.
Yeah. No trust.
Yeah.
It is a thing too, where, because of no trust, when I talk about this being an art game, it feels like it maybe is trying to say something about streamers. Mm-hmm. In this, they live in hovels. They piss mm-hmm. in outhouses.
Yeah.
They have to piss twice to get it all out. Did that happen to you during this? We had to use like, my bladder meter was at 100 and I used the bathroom and it went down to 50. And I was like, and then you used it again to get it back down to zero. It's even the showers. Like you're taking multiple showers in a row instead of just longer showers.
Oh, I couldn't afford a shower.
Okay. I got a bathtub eventually, as I was playing it. Cause yeah. I was, you can go on to this is really boring. You can go on there and instead of streaming, you can code. In this, and that makes money pretty quick.
Yeah,
early on, it's like just a real simple mini game.
Yeah,
you can do it with a basic computer.
I wanted to rush and get to like, I'm playing a game on stream because I wanted to see how they handled it, and I saw like there was a Dark Souls kind of stand-in on there.
I was like, the Dark Souls is the one I did. It's very funny.
You're it's like a DOS, square around.
Yeah, it's an overhead little obstacle course of a slippery square.
Yeah,
but weirdly, there is like an FPS on this. There's a Call of Duty. I saw this on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I didn't buy the Call of Duty game on this, but the Dark Souls one I like had to get. And it's kind of cute. Like when your little square dies, you just get the "you died" and the sound effect. It's the exact same thing. Yeah. In other way, it does not represent it at all.
Yeah.
There's some care and genuine humor that went into this.
Yeah.
But boy, is it not for me.
Yeah. But your riff in the beginning was very well observed, you know, which is like, yeah, no, like simulator is very imprecise, right?
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, they also have a game coming up called No Knock.
Uh-huh.
And this is about being a thief. Like, it looks actually interesting, but No Knock has connotations that are very different than
Extremely
that.
Extremely different. Yeah, no, yeah. That's about being summarily executed in your bed.
Yeah, by the state. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what the state does.
Yeah.
You know, and the state simulator, we already have those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. There are different levels of simulator, you know, kind of deal. Mm-hmm. This is at the lower one in terms of everything else. I would say like when the simulator starts getting good is when you get to like the developer and publisher, Playway essay, the thief simulator people.
Yeah.
And that's when you get like actual good games. You get Thief Simulator, you get Crime Scene Cleanup Simulator, which is good. You get a bunch of stuff like that.
And even, you know, Thief Simulator, I would like it to be better.
Oh yeah.
You know, like it's good. I want a fully developed game that's using all those mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as is, it's really fun to do those things, but you are filling in a lot of stuff with your imagination.
Yeah.
There's a weird go ahead.
Thief Simulator 3 is coming out. It's gonna have co-op.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like somebody can keep watch.
Uh-huh.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, I was like, we need to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We do want to start streaming. I want to do it in the same place, so I'll want to do it.
Uh-huh.
Just because I don't like streaming that much, and doing it on the couch will feel more fun to me.
Uh-huh.
But the if we have to do it separately for that kind of co-op, it might be worth it.
Yeah.
If there's no split screen.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say one of the things this company does in many companies like this is they do a bunch of simulators,
mm-hmm.
and they all use this basic engine of like living in an apocalypse with this FPS engine,
uh-huh.
and the car and all that stuff transfers, and then they just change what the meters are going to be.
Yeah,
and this has some real rank ones. There's a border officer
mm-hmm.
Trainer that came out, or a simulator that came out in 2019.
Yeah,
that's no good.
No, not at all. I don't like that at all. There's one called Dating Simulator, which exact same post-apocalyptic vibe.
Yeah. Two cafe simulators, an internet cafe and a hookah cafe simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just imagine them just being very similar.
Yeah. I'm curious because when you look up those games on Mobi Games, they're marked as adult, specifically the internet cafe simulator. And like what possibly like could be adults about that.
The porn in this game, you can go on to Zornhub and it just anime avatars.
Yeah.
There. Of course I had to click it. I'm mm-hmm. just curious about it.
Yeah.
But like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's a million developers that do basically this.
Yeah.
Now, and it's a bummer to me.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely hard to find the stuff that stands out.
Yeah, that's not any good. The mm-hmm. good version of this to me is the coin game.
yeah,
like where you can get part-time jobs and stuff, but you actually have to do them. Mm-hmm. And instead of playing mini games, you're doing an unlimited pizza party at Chuck E. Cheese, which is more my fantasy than playing a bad Dark Souls or bad Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I can play those things in real life. I got, you know, fucking, what is it? Mouse Guard, not Mouse Guard, Dark Mice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, definitely hard to separate the wheat from the chaff. But also, like, Coin Game has a bizarreness, a surreality to it.
A different stripe of surreality. Like, Coin Game is scary.
Yeah.
Why isn't this scary? Like, if I go out and walk in my town full of zombie guys at night among the ruins of the zone, in this, it's not scary.
No.
It feels unsavory and like it's trying to make a point to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, there's a sequel just came out.
Mm-hmm. Looks pretty much the same, looks more chud coated. So
yeah, people like the sequel less. They say the sequel is less fun according to what I saw online.
That's hard to quantify in my head.
I kind of thought Thief Simulator 2 was a little bit like, or Thief Simulator 80s or whatever, Grand Theft 80s didn't quite work as well as Thief Simulator. So I kind of understood.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can overcomplicate things.
Mm-hmm. Thief Simulator 2 is interesting because that's like, that has like a much more robust, like stakeout kind of, kind of deal to it. Yeah.
The stakeout. And that's part of why I'm here. Kiss ass. Yeah. It's a, yeah, but the second one does look more chud coated. There's more like Pepe's and shit in the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a bummer, but it's interesting how much like this would be WiiWare shit, except we're in the Steam era where like, you just keep making this stuff.
Yeah, like right down to if you look at the other games that are published or developed, like it's all very fast follow stuff. Like there's a very clear there's a very clear like baby steps kind of just the difficulty of walking kind of thing. A lot of like fast follow like game.
it's the Full Moon Pictures or whatever, the Transmorphers.
Yeah. Thing. It's funny because like who are you trying to trick? Like with Wii Shovelware or whatever. It was like, oh, we need to like rope in grandmas who don't really understand what they're getting.
Yeah.
You know?
Or like, oh, at least this has Corey in the House in it.
Yeah.
Like you get to see Corey in the House. So if like you like Corey, he's in the house. You know, you get Corey in this.
You know where Corey is.
Yeah, at all times. Like, you got a Corey detector.
Mm-hmm.
I have two little digressions. If you have more about that game, that's okay, too. But I want to get through these things because I'll forget.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything else. I just, I could always fall back on just shooting the shit about simulators and talking about the ones that I like, but I want to hear your digressions.
This is better than that.
Okay. I know it's better than that.
I'm funny. First of all, there's a dispensary by my house and I'm going to send you, this is in text. Because it's from photos.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a text of the absolutely fucking insane mural they have.
Okay.
And I know that picture content on a podcast, but it's something we're too deep in to stop doing it now.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to look at this wall-sized mural I just noticed that's in the dispensary near my house.
Oh my God.
In Budlandia. Now, I looked over at that, noticed it. And I asked the bud tender, where I don't like saying, but that is what they're called.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, why is that there?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, you know, it's a real guy. It doesn't have anything, you know, there's a placard over there. It's from a video game. And I said, you know, cause I'm video game literate. I'm like, oh, this is from Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah. Is it or Lubu? like Shogun Total War kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, is that Lubu? And she's like, no, it's somebody else. I went over there. It's another Chinese general. Would you describe, the wall sized, really well done mural on this, Budlandia with the one little shout out to Budlandia?
Yeah. I can't stress enough that this has nothing to do with pot. Or like weed culture or any of that.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I asked the lady, I was like, why is that here then? And she just like gave me a look like I get asked that all the time.
I just work here.
Yeah, go. Yeah. I like, please, just leave me alone.
Are you going to buy your gummies or not? Yeah. So like it's the whole wall. There is like a Chinese general in very ornate, like golden armor with green flowing robe cloth kind of stuff, mm-hmm. sitting on a throne, like on a dragon throne. In the foreground, in the background, it's a battlefield. Seems like a really bad place to sit. Seems like you would catch an arrow, stray there. In the background, there are like cavalry. There are like people on horses, having a skirmish outside of like some city walls. And in the background, kind of like over this guy's left shoulder, is a banner that says
Port Legions.
That says Budlandia. Budlandia
Portland with a gigantic pot leaf.
Yeah.
As Lu Bu did. It's really pretty well rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a pretty nice, art piece. I don't know if like AI was used at any point in this. It's a mural on a wall. Maybe they used the trace or something. I don't care. But it looks not dashed off.
Yeah.
It looks professional to me.
A lot of love and care was put into this by somebody affiliated who wanted to make this drawing and didn't care about the way it was going to be used.
I kind of loved it. I kind of like that the person who owns this, that's a chain in Portland. Somebody who owns this franchise of the Budlandia is just so into like Dynasty Warriors or actual Chinese military history.
Uh-huh.
But the fact that he said, oh, it's from a video game.
He has a favorite of the Three Kingdoms.
That's exactly. He's not, to me, all them kingdoms is basically the same, but he's got a shooter and just decided, I don't know, this is my place of business. Mm-hmm. Like I could put a big smiling pot leaf or like a Grateful Dead bear, but what if I put in fucking, a Chinese general, an ancient Chinese general?
Yeah. And
fucking, should you make it normal size? No.
No, the whole wall.
Yeah. Oh, do you like just kind of a little accent thing, like an Easter egg? No.
Yeah.
No, one of the walls. How many walls are in this room? Six? Mm-hmm. Eight, rather? This is going to be one of them. Mm-hmm. So, incredible stuff. The other thing I wanted to show you, and you may have seen this on Blue Sky, but I wanted to talk about it. I went to the doctor the other day to get a recurring boil zone looked at like directly in my Grundigo, which sucked. Like my crumb got fucking touched. But look at this thing that was in the lobby. This was on a monitor. This did not animate. It did not change.
Uh-huh.
This image was there the entire time. Describe it. And then let's see if we can parse out what it's trying to communicate.
Okay. So I know I've been talking about my old job a lot, but there's been stuff that there's been stuff that has come up that reminded me of it. This is like a still from a video that I would have written, like a Piffio style like explainer, like stick figure kind of drawing. Like this would be, this would be a moment where like the character who looks an awful lot like Charlie Brown, like a grown-up Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
One of his arms is a squiggly zigzag. Yeah. So I'm to believe that is a terrible thing that can happen in Stickman anatomy.
There's a guy who's crouched down on the ground with Charlie Brown's hair.
This is the patient.
Patient. If I were to describe the look on his face, I would say terror.
Uh-huh.
And one of his arms is broken irrevocably.
Yeah,
it is.
No, it's
straight fractured. Line is no longer.
It's fractured in like seven places. Yeah, and there are three doctors who are all very delighted. The one on the right has kind of a cocked eyebrow, like he's feeling really clever. He's doing DreamWorks face.
Yeah,
each of them has a little like speech bubble with a picture on it, like suggested treatments. So like one of them has a syringe. It's like okay, an injection.
That makes sense. That's medicine.
Yeah. Then you have scissors. Another speech bubble.
Like shears can be used in medicine. Like you got to cut off casts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other one has a fucking hammer.
Yeah, it's fucking a hammer.
Yeah.
And like the best will in the world, like people I've shown this to have been like, oh, is that the hammer you use to test your reflexes? No.
No, no. That's a very specific kind of hammer.
Yeah. That's a cool little triangle hammer. I've always wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a sledgehammer. And he's the one with the cocked eyebrow. I feel like this image exudes so much fucking menace as to what they're going to do to this guy. And the fact that there's no way that this could be perceived as comforting. this character in any universe.
No. This is almost exactly the biker bar scene in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yes. I say we skin him.
Yeah, exactly. I say we inject him. Yeah. I say we use a hammer. And I showed this to Andrew, who plays guitar in my band, co-host of the upcoming future CIA torture songs podcast. And he said, I don't know how to ask you this, Gary. Do you go to a pediatrician? And I said, no, I go to a grown-up doctor.
How many fish tanks are in the are in the waiting room?
I am the youngest person in that waiting room every single time I'm there.
Okay.
It is always super olds, but somehow this is what they chose to show the super olds.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is a 2010s style, extremely cheaply produced explainer video that they just decided to pull a still from. I don't know what they're trying to communicate. There's no text on this.
There's no text.
Yeah.
And like, I definitely looks like a still from a video, mm-hmm. you know, for sure. Just the idea that it does not have a message to convey, and certainly not a message of comfort for those waiting to see the doctor.
Who am I rooting for here?
Yeah. I'm rooting for the person with the injection because they seem like to be the legitimate doctor of the three.
Yeah, this is an Among Us situation. One of these is an imposter.
Yeah. Two of them, I think, are imposters. Yeah. I don't trust Scissors either. Yeah. Like, you don't go to
Scissors.
Scissors
is on the bubble. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Scissors can be used. Mm-hmm. The doctor, but like, boy, it's not how you treat a broken arm.
No.
You know, I guess amputation is like these three things would like represent perhaps like bone grow juice or like a sedative of some kind. Amputation or like resetting it misery style, like reverse misery.
Yeah.
You know, pound that arm flat and let nature take care of itself.
Yeah. What's the opposite of hobbling?
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna elbow you. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I would be alarmed. Like, is this all supposed to be part of the same plan? Do we consider that? I set these doctors against each other.
Yeah. It could be like competing, like a future thing where you have to like compete for which doctor gets your service, like, in BioShock Infinite. The, you know, kind of bidding minutes. There's been a couple of weird reality breaking down things I've noticed that felt like this. Like, okay. I don't think that's actually what's happening. Obviously, I'm not insane, but this happened and this felt like I just can't understand this. Uh-huh. And then by my house, my neighborhood has a lot of beautiful little houses.
Yeah.
Very cute, very quaint. There's a beautiful, like, dare I say, poetic looking house.
Okay.
In the yard. I didn't take a picture of this because that felt weird.
Also, it's like real close. You get a rain bolt out there who will look at that photo and immediately triangulate you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just don't want to invade their privacy. On their yard, they have an old-timey school desk where they have removed... It was the kind of desk with a cubby. You know, you can lift up the lid and put stuff in it. Uh-huh. They've removed the top of it and replaced it with like moss and succulents.
Oh.
And it's a little tiny chair, wooden desk with that growing out of it. It looks beautiful. It's under a tree. No, it looks like it's out of a movie.
They made like it's like a planter out of it. I like that.
Beautiful planter. Great idea.
Yeah.
And then you turn your head a little bit to the right, and on their porch, they have like an 8x5 silk poster of the Bratz dolls hanging like a banner on their porch. And at first, me and Liv were both like, oh, children's birthday party.
Yeah.
It's been up for months. I don't fucking understand. I know people live there. It's not abandoned.
Uh-huh.
The old Bratz house is not abandoned. What the fuck? I got no clue. It feels like an asset flip. It feels like I'm in Life of Streaming Simulator or something. And like,
yeah, no. Like there's it's a mismapped texture. Like instead of getting like the Adobe Media offline, like that's the placeholder that is put in.
It's from a previous version of this world.
Because
leftover is a placeholder. Like the previous version of this world was a Bratz world.
Oh.
You know how there's still like Demon Souls items and Dark Souls?
Yeah, Bratz Planet. You found the Heineken can.
Yeah, yeah. I used to live in Burf, the Bratz Earth. And now I live in regular human Earth, Reality Prime.
It's the Bratz world. You're just living in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Bratz are scary.
Uh-huh.
You know, on top of this, the
we've
Bratz,
talked about this. We have to have done a Bratz episode.
I think we have. I think the Bratz have like an unnerving, physique.
It's a direct lineage. It's a direct lineage from Betty Boop. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like big head, just absolute body will not fucking quit, like Betty Boop, you know, and but also kind of like sexy babies.
Yes.
Like they kind of look a little bit like how VTubers look to me a lot of the time now. Not all of them, but like the ones that are sexy babies.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they're sexy babies.
Those very specific ones. Yeah.
I know a lot of them are sexy babies. Not most of them, but I see a lot of sexy babies.
Some of them are just doing like furry stuff and that's fine. But
and then some of them are sexy adults, you know, but there's a lot of little sexy anime babies when it comes to it. Mm-hmm. Not most, you know, not even all, but enough.
It's, I think there's something going on. I think
do you think there's a knock I could do at that door and something could happen?
Is there a brat-specific knock?
Yeah, or if I, like, find the right brats and, like, put it in their mailbox overnight, it'll come to life or something?
Oh, no. Do you need to assemble all the brats?
Yeah.
And, like, put them in front of that poster and then something terrifying will happen?
They all become, like, one big brats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with limbs made of brats and arms made of brats.
This colossal woman will destroy us all.
Yeah, and unnerve us first.
Uh-huh.
Like, we'll die unnerved by the brat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. Every once in a while, you start like, you're walking around, everything seems normal, and then it's like super not.
Yeah.
And it's a bad feeling.
Yeah.
A lot of times when me and Liv are driving and like see something like that, I will half jokingly, but mostly seriously, just be like, okay, it's time to go home and reset. Like I had to slap this jukebox on the side of it. I had to Fonzie this shit and try again tomorrow.
Yeah, we need to Alt F4 this really badly.
It's not working. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, closed program. what can people do if they like this show?
If people like this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And when you're there, kick us a few bucks a month and you get a whole bunch of stuff. There are like 200 bonus episodes that we recorded previously that you probably haven't heard. Go check those out. See if there's any favorites. One of them might be a Bratz episode. I don't know.
I can't remember if it ended up on a regular episode or not. Yeah. You can also listen to our other shows. You can leave us range reviews, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, anywhere you can find podcasts, subscribe, leave us reviews. We like all of that stuff.
We do.
We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You can also talk about us on message boards, things like that. Yeah. Are you a shooter for Streamer Life Simulator?
Yeah. Have you derived some enjoyment about this? Be sure to open the page, like start opening it at the beginning of the day. So by nighttime, you will...
You'll have to use the toilet.
Yeah.
Join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah.
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, recorded in front of a dead studio audience. It's very spooky.